Ellen G. White's attitude toward her work. 3. Understanding of binding claims of testimonies. Broadside Statement, 1849. I saw the state of some who stood on present truth, but disregarded the visions, the way God had chosen to teach in some cases, those who erred from Bible truth. I saw that in striking against the visions, they did not strike against the worm, the feeble instrument that God spake through, but against the Holy Ghost. I saw it was a small thing to speak against the instrument, but it was dangerous to slight the words of God. I saw if they were in error, and God chose to show them their errors through visions, and they disregarded the teachings of God through visions, they would be left to take their own way and run in the way of error, and think they were right until they would find it out too late. In Selected Messages 1:40, held responsible for neglect to read, 1907. I am instructed to say to our churches, study the testimonies. They are written for our admonition and encouragement upon whom the ends of the world are come. If God's people will not study these messages that are sent to them from time to time, they are guilty of rejecting light. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, God is sending instruction to His people. Heed the instruction. Follow the light. The Lord has a controversy with His people, because in the past they have not heeded His instruction and followed His guidance.